here's the answer to the question, and I know you don't want to hear this, okay? This is for Clara. I'm just going to say it to everybody, but Clara's listening. Ready? And so if you drift from your sober supports, you drift from your supports of any kind, what happens is Wolfie comes back. And the voice in your head gets louder. And it starts to say things like, I could probably have one drink. I don't really even know why I'm doing this. I have to convince myself that I'm not an alcoholic, and so I deserve to drink. That happens when you drift from your sober supports. Now, what does that mean? Sober supports are the things that get you and keep you sober, whatever that is for you. And it's different for everybody. In a previous podcast, I've talked about how to determine what is the right amount of support for you. But if you get to a certain milestone, whatever it is, whether it's 100 days or 10 days or 2 years, and then you relapse, and then you do it again and you relapse in approximately the same place, what it probably means is that right around then you start to drift. Drift from what was working. And I don't mean that you need to frantically hang on and read sober blogs 2 hours a day when you're sober. I don't mean that. But drift means stop emailing, stop reading the blogs, stop all of it. Because Wolfie says, I don't need to do this anymore. Look, you're sober for a year. Look, you're sober for 100 days. You don't need to do this anymore. And for me, that's like a warning bell, warning sign. If I hear you don't need to do this anymore, I know it's Wolfie. And that doesn't mean that I feel pissed off or even obligated to stay connected. It's that I want to stay connected because I don't want to drift, because I don't want the other thing to happen. And so to me, it seems like a relatively reasonable trade-off that I would check in with the sober blogs maybe once a day. I might comment on a sober blog. Let's imagine that you're 1 year sober, okay? That you might comment on a sober blog, somebody else's blog, maybe once a week. You'd read some sober blogs, you'd get a couple of the daily email things, and you would scan them. You would read them more when you were feeling crappy, but you wouldn't drift entirely. As you can imagine, sitting in this chair in front of 2,200 people, what is the number today?
Let me just check.
In front of 2,152 people, drift happens all the time. And while I can see it happening often when it's happening to you, you don't even really notice. You just sort of say, oh, sorry, I haven't had time to email. I've been really busy.